Another kind of crime and a different kind of drug smuggling in this story. Three Somali men were convicted on narcotics charges in New York a few weeks ago.
A narcotics case, of course, is nothing new, except the drug involved was khat, a leaf that produces a high when chewed. It's common in East Africa, parts of the Middle East, and in certain pockets of the United States.
One of them is Minneapolis, Minnesota, home to three of the four defendants in that smuggling case, and home of the largest Somali community in this country. Reporter Sarah Lemanchek went to find out what khat means to Somali Americans.
The women are covered head to toe in bright patterned fabrics. The men have henna-dyed beards, and tinny prayers blare out of cheap radios. It's a makeshift market in Minneapolis, a place where many Somalis feel safe from the constant bombardment of everyday American culture. Saeed Fahia is the executive director of the Confederation of Somali Communities in Minnesota, and he says even a restaurant menu can provide unwanted cultural surprises for a new immigrant.
I mean, pork in Somalia was something just people talking about. But in here, it's real. It's real.
And it's not just pork that assaults the Somali worldview. It's skyscrapers and trains, clean streets and tank tops. Omar Jamal, who runs the Somali Justice Advocacy Center, says the transition into American culture has been difficult for Somalis.
Because the world they know around them is not there anymore. The world completely is gone. And they're there now in a very fearful territory.
It's that fear that makes Somalis cling to their culture, and Jamal says, to khat. It's a bulky shrub smuggled in from Ethiopia and Kenya, and chewing its leaves can produce a euphoric high. But Jamal says it's not about that. It's about living life the Somali way.
The consumption of khat in the Somali community is not a bad thing. Khat is like having coffee. You know, you can sit in your house. Your wife will make you a tea.
And for Saeed Fahia, it's really all about the tea.
Usually while you are chewing khat, you also drink maybe 10 cups of tea or things like that.
That's quite a buzz if you're drinking 10 cups of tea and chewing khat.
Yeah, so you don't even know if it's the tea or if it's the khat.
It's mostly men who chew, never children. Fahia estimates that about 10 to 15% of the community chew daily. But it's illegal and expensive. $60 for a small handful that will support maybe an afternoon's chewing. And many Somalis make only $200 or $300 a week and have upwards of four or five children to support.
So it creates problems within families. I mean, the husband would want to just chew khat. The mother wouldn't like that. She wants to pay for the kids. There should be food on the table and all those things.
There's also some controversy over whether or not khat is religiously sanctioned. Imams and other figures would chew in order to stay up all night to pray and to read the Quran. But for some laymen, it is strictly taboo, up there with alcohol and cigarettes. And Saudi Arabia has banned its use entirely. But here, in Minnesota, khat is a link back to their lives in East Africa.
Somali immigrants are trying their best to create little Somalia. They're still emotionally connected back home. Their politics, their feelings, and everything is connected with where their home country, their motherland.
And as for those men on trial in New York, three of the four were convicted of conspiring to distribute khat, and two of conspiring to import it. But here, in the Somali community in Minneapolis, the trial didn't seem to make much difference. People seem more concerned with an upcoming soccer tournament and getting their kids ready for school in the fall. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Lemanchek.
Thank you.